While it's possible Barry saved more than 40 lives, he never carried a half-frozen boy to safety. That story was doing the rounds years before Barry was even born, and he died peacefully in Bern. Also, none of the hospice dogs ever wore rum-filled barrels around their necks, as Mark Nussbaum explains.
No. That's a legend. I think what those casks, they were introduced by breeders here in the Midlands. And there's a saying in German, Kleider machen Leute, which means garments make people. And I said in my book, I said, yes, well, garments, clothes make people, and casks make St. Bernard dogs. So it's just like a logo. It's a brand. When you have a large dog, which is white and brown, and you put it on in the cask, it's a St. Bernard dog. It was then. Okay. So those breeders who were mostly, they were butchers because they had a big butchery, and then on the side they had a breeding program for large St. Bernards for dogs, and then they put them in the casks on, and then they were the holy dogs from the Mount St. Bernard. So it's just to brand something.
On a more serious note, I wanted to know when the museum planned to extract some Barry DNA and clone him, a sort of Jurassic bark.
I think it would be possible to find DNA, if not in the fur, then in the teeth. We still have the original skull, and in the tooth, there would be. I think in the fur, it's not. It's just too old and too deteriorated. But maybe yes, in the teeth. And regarding the clone, I don't think nowadays we're up to the task. Maybe in the future, but I doubt if someone would like to clone Barry, because they would be disappointed. It wouldn't be him. It would still be a rather small, light dog with no special feature.
I know there's only. Could have made two. You're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forevermore. You're the first, you're the last, my everything.